בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך.
We understand that the ultimate reason we were created is to receive Hashem's goodness, which ultimately takes place in Olam Haba. And we're in this world to earn the next world. And the main way, the only way that we earn the next world is Emunah. And perhaps the strongest way to express that Emunah is by talking to Hashem, doing his boydidus. And the more we believe that Hashem exists, the more it will be obvious to us that we need to and have the opportunity to talk to Hashem at any given moment. Let's talk a little bit about hisboididus. Hisboididus, often referring to talking to Hashem, communing with Hashem, is a relationship with Hashem. When one has a relationship with a friend, there is no book that tells you how you should talk, exactly what you should talk about, what time of day and night you should talk, etc. A personal relationship with Hashem is what talking to Hashem is. Speaking to Hashem is expressing our desire to connect to Him. And ultimately, we're all different. Everybody likes different things. Different things work for different people. So in different relationships, people will talk about different things. People will talk in different ways, in different places, in the way that works best for them. And in the same way, we build our relationship with Hashem. The difference is that we have to believe it. We got to believe we're talking to Hashem because we don't see Him. But once we're working on developing that belief, we have a personal relationship now with Hashem. And what we should say, how we should say it, when to say it, how long to talk for, all the questions, ultimately, the main answer is it's your personal relationship with Hashem. It's you and Hashem. Hisboididus is talking personally with Hashem. At the same time, just like with Emunah, one needs constant inspiration. Sometimes learning a little bit about Hisboididus can help one in terms of getting different ideas to start the process off and also inspire one to continue to develop the personal relationship with Hashem further. Baruch Hashem, there is no shortage of Torah literature that we have about Hisboididus. Again, if one believes that this is the reason I was created to have Emunah, and ultimately one of the highest, if not the most potent way of expressing Emunah is talking to Hashem, one will certainly understand and realize that it's a very worthwhile endeavor to make extensive efforts to find what works to inspire me to do more Hisboididus. There are many Sfarim, many platforms, online resources, Shiurim, different things work for different people. But again, the more one internalizes how important and vital this is, the more they will see the urgency of seeking and seeking and seeking further to find what inspires them to grow in their personal relationship with Hashem, their Hisboididus with Hashem. But again, ultimately, the answer to all questions, the solution to all problems can be the solution to this too. Let's say I don't know exactly. I'm struggling to find chizuk on Hisboididus, or I'm struggling to do Hisboididus and connect with the concept. I actually do feel like I'm talking to a wall. Does that make me bad? No, I'm a human being. I'm limited, but we have a solution. Talk to Hashem. One is able to talk to Hashem through any situation. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to find a solution to this, for big things, for small things, and also for this. I don't know, Hashem, I'm struggling to talk to you. Please help me. Even if somebody's struggling to talk, they can say, please help me, Hashem. Of course, there's other things we're required to do also. We have to do all the mitzvahs. We have to make efforts for character development. We have to do everything it says in the Torah. But ultimately, the backbone behind all of that is emuna in Hashem, and the backbone of believing in Hashem. If I really believe in Him, I will reach out to Him. I will talk to Hashem.